indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to introduce my colleagues on the board, starting on the left there, if you, young man.
Oh, John Delabos. Good evening.
Robert Mikes.
I'm Ken Dayton. And our staff.
Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
Dana Williams, with District EA Commissioner for Student Leone's office. Maria Casefo, with the Comprehensible Planner.
Thank you. We have a period now for public comments. Any people from the general public want to comment on tonight's agenda? Okay. And next item, number three, motion to approve the minutes from our August 8th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's just fun.
Thank you. And item number four, I motion to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting, August 29th meeting. Motion to approve, all in favor?
Aye.
Is this just on mine, this up here?
The what?
On the agenda, right.
Is that usually there? Winchester of TAB.
That's the first time I've noticed it.
Winchester.
Which one?
That's weird.
You mean the word of?
Yeah.
Winchester of TAB.
Okay, I'll take that off.
You convinced her. You convinced her. She's going to take it off.
All right, I'm glad that's cleared up. Let's move on to planning and zoning. Our first item on the agenda, item UC-0649-17, Vegas Valley Investment LLC, a use permit application for personal services and nail salon within a portion of an existing commercial industrial building of 2 acres in the M1 light manufacturing zone in the adult use and 11-1 overlay districts, generally located on the west side of Sammy Davis Jr. Drive, 250 feet north of Desmond Road in Winchester, for possible action. Is the applicant present for this one? UC-0649-17. Okay, so
I'll send the trailer to Leanne and see if they show up.
Sure, let's do that. So we'll move along to the next item. Application UC-0258-13, AR-0097-17, Top Express Investments LLC. This is a use permit second application for review of a daycare facility. Waivers of development standards for the following: increased wall height, reduced landscaping, trash enclosure, design standards, and allow non-standard driveway improvements in conjunction with a daycare facility on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Eastern Avenue, 280 feet south of Golden Arrow Drive in Winchester. Is our applicant present for this time? Please approach the board and state your name and address for the record.
The applicant is Ms. Amarcio, but she's not fluent in English, so I'm here to help her. And her name is Rocio Termona. My name is Jasmine Rodriguez, and she's applying to renew the permit. I guess it's like a temporary permit to be able to use the facility as a daycare facility. It's been used that way since 2002.
Under your mother?
No, it was under a previous owner. And she bought it this year in January, and she wants to continue using it as a daycare, which is what she bought it at.
Okay, thank you.
Great. I think we have a few questions on this one. I'll open to the board. Bob, you want it?
I have some serious issues with this because there's been two violations that have been reported to the Clark County Public Response Office, and one of them is concerning a banner that's supposed to be illegally, and there's a banner up right now. 30 minutes ago, I drove by and it was there.
We have not been informed
do like a one of the larger signs outside, right? So what my mom did, she didn't have the financial means to put one of those big signs outside, so she just put it up against the wall because she's seen other businesses on the street with their, with just a, it's like a plastic type of banner kind of attached to the actual wall. But if that is an issue as well, that can be removed. However, we have not been informed via writing or anything that that banner is an issue.
How long has your mom?
January 19th of 2017 is when Esper closed.
Well, as a matter of fact, the first one was in January.
February.
So she must have been aware of that. It was resolved later, and now the second one's in July.
No, sir. The violation that there was in February was because there was garbage outside of the daycare that was left by the previous owner. And what happened was my mom got a big container to throw that trash away because it wouldn't fit in a regular container. The previous owner had done an illegal wall. He had done an illegal room. So before escrow closed, they required for him to have that fixed because it wasn't up to code. So he had to dump the wall. And when he did that, he left all the trash. My mom went ahead and got a big container to dump the trash. The city came by, Clark County came by, and asked if they had done an asbestos test for that wall. And I told the gentleman that I wasn't sure of what was in, like, as far as like what exactly he dumped, but there was no ceiling removed, which is the only thing that I thought asbestos was in. Mm-hmm. And then he informed me that no, that asbestos is also in drywall. Mm-hmm. And so I explained that there was a wall knocked down. So he had us bring a specialist that tests asbestos. And they did, and unfortunately, there was a 1-point-something positive reading for asbestos. And they said anything above 1% needs to be cleaned accordingly. So she ended up having to pay $7,500 for a company to come out and clean it the way the city required for her to. And she cleared that up with them. That was the only issue that we had in February, I believe, or somewhere in the beginning. But no point do I have anything in writing that informs me that the sign, because we didn't put up the sign until a couple months in. I actually have the receipt for the sign as well, so I'm not sure what sign you're talking about in February. There was no sign out.
Well, according to the Clark County Records Service, the second case was opened in July of 2017, mm-hmm. after reports of banner advertising. And this case is still open. In other words, it's not resolved.
How?
I don't see how it can be resolved until you take the banner down.
Oh, well, I can
still hang it up there.
I wasn't aware, but I will take the banner down tonight if need be. I mean, or tomorrow morning as soon as we get in there. I was not aware of that. I haven't received something that's, as soon as we get informed that something is not according to the city, we do what we have to do. Even though when she just purchased the daycare, and wasn't aware that, you know, air quality was gonna come by and do an asbestos thing. It, she wasn't in a financial position, but she did it out of her credit cards to take the $7,500 and pay to clean up the way it was required by the city. I mean, we'll do whatever means necessary to make sure that we're not basically disobeying the law or disregarding the rules.
Steph, can you address this? Why would it be that the applicant would say they don't
That's
know?
That's what I'm surprised, because normally CC Pro, when they give you a citation, they're required to notify you. So
did she own the house? Yes, she owns the property as well. The property,
the owner?
She owns it. That property itself is the only single family residence on that entire block. Every single other one has been converted to commercial. It's just that one that is single family residence, so it's kind of tricky because it only applies to her property. Some of the rules.
Why is she not taking steps to convert it to?
To be honest with you, because she barely got in January, and I mean the financial part of acquiring it was hard enough, you
know? Right. So she's gone to the city and she's asked what it would take to convert it and all that. But they suggested to do this first and then proceed later on to do the conversion.
Would you like the case number that's open?
Absolutely.
So that you can
research
this outstanding complaint, which was not the one closed in February that Mr. Mikes is referring to. It's the current one. And then you can track it down and maybe, I don't know, reappear before us when you get sort of straightened out.
I was under the impression that the only way it was a violation was that the sign was like a larger sign, kind of posted almost at the edge of the property, you know, like the rest of the commercial properties have in that area.
Yeah, they call those monument signs.
Yeah, because that has to be done through a contractor. Mm-hmm. But because this was kind of like a linoleum sign, that, you know, it's a large sign that is up against the wall. We didn't think it was an issue. Had I known at any point, it's easy to take off because it's literally just kind of tied down, you know, so that wouldn't be an issue to take it off.
Well, CC Pro is not going to close the case until the sign comes down, but this application's for the daycare facility, and whether or not you approve of that and the waivers, it sounds like you're willing to take the sign down anyway. If you want to copy the letter, just call me and I'll have the officer.
I'll take it down tomorrow. I wasn't aware at any point that the sign was an issue. And I know for sure she wasn't aware.
Well, and there's a couple other things here other than the sign. Eliminate street landscaping where compliance with figure 30.64-17 is required. Waive the trash enclosure requirements. Waive the requirements to screen the roof-mounted mechanical equipment, properly air conditioning unit. So it's, you know, a lot of it is the aesthetics really of the building. You know, it's the development standards are calling for an aesthetically pleasing property and, you know, sign, and it's a lot of different things beyond the sign. Have you looked into the other topics of the landscaping, the roof equipment, the trash enclosures?
Okay. The landscaping, as there's not really any landscape except for in the very front, there's like a little bit of dry weeds or whatnot. That can definitely be taken care of. As a matter of fact, she just wanted to make it all concrete, you know, because when the parents are backing up, they're kind of
backing into the ground.
Concerned whether they're backing into that area or not. As far as the trash cans go, they're on the side of the property, but if, again, I wasn't informed, when the application was put in, it was pretty much put in the same as it was the first time when it was approved. We were told by the previous owner that this kind of stuff was normal, that, you know, wasn't an issue or whatnot. We're 6 months into this and we're trying to kind of figure it out as we go. But again, if that's an issue, I can definitely put the trash cans inside so they're not visible to the people. And as far as the roof goes, the only thing that's actually on the roof is the air conditioning unit. It's a big old monster. I don't know how, I don't know how that would be approached.
What they've done in the past out here with those rooftop units, because they are have been deemed through more advanced development standards than or place in the 60s when that was probably built or close to them, is they deem that they're just sort of ugly, which they were before, but I guess it didn't matter as much. I don't know, but it does now. You can actually go to like Home Depot or Lowe's, and they have this nice crisscross screening that looks like redwood. And you can actually talk to the people at those home improvement places, and you can get 4x8 foot sheets of it already made and erect it around the unit so that it's aesthetically pleasing from the street. When you drive by, you don't see anything now but this nice screen, and it's not like millions of dollars, it's not even hundreds of dollars, but it would definitely mitigate that problem, and rather reasonably too.
But yes, she should have requested that one, because we have design standards. You can't just go and buy something from Home Depot if it doesn't meet the design standards for Tile 30, then she will be
wasting her money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think at the time when they came to do the review, they should have asked that we want, because what you needed to do, because you changed, not you, the property owner wanted to change this use to daycare, and daycare becomes a commercial use. It's no longer residential use. But at that time, they said, okay, give us a few years, probably after we get money, we'll do this, we'll do this. Because the driveway doesn't meet commercial standard. That's why you see parents in their backing up back to the street or something. And driveway doesn't meet the requirement for commercial. Probably you don't have enough parking or trash enclosure, all those kind of things. But that's why you are not given permanent use, because until you change, becomes commercial use, then at that time people, they look at you, then you look like the other development in the area which have changed to commercial. Then probably they can look at the project, say, okay, I think now it needs some standards or some kind of things.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the property, and if you look it up on Google, in the past, when the previous owner had it, it was really run down completely. My mom's put over $20,000 in trying to rehab it.
I'm not disputing to you. Probably you are right. And for us, I'll tell you, even before, we didn't even get time to go do inspection because of the workload. But right now, probably some people, they are coming, they are looking at the project, then you become a victim. But I'm not saying that it will happen. It probably you really put in, a lot of money, and I understand. I'm not saying that, but I'm trying to give you the guideline. Mm-hmm. Don't just go to Home Depot and do something because you're adding a problem on top of it.
Okay. I think I see here that you're requesting 5 years for the next review. You know, these are important things to address. Maybe a shorter amount of time, so maybe a 6 month or 1 year period. Might make more sense.
I would support 6 months, because then I think she'll know better where she is too.
Yeah. You know, and that will give you a little bit of time to address these issues and hopefully get them taken care of. But 5 years is, I mean, I think that's a little crazy.
To be quite honest with you, like I said, we're winging it because we didn't even know until the very last minute, until we're like about to close escrow, that there's a temporary use as a daycare, you know what I mean?
Right, but I mean, not knowing is not an
excuse. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse.
Unfortunately.
Right.
So that's neither.
When we went to the city and we spoke to the city, they said, I suggest, you know, you just make it for 5 years. Oh, okay, 5 years. And so we kind of went along with the suggestions, but now that you're bringing these factors up, of course we want to do what we need to do in order to make it right.
No, no, and I agree with what you said about that. I was just looking. She does need to get the standards and everything first before she spends any money, so don't just go buying something.
Right.
I was just basically saying that, provided that that wouldn't meet standards, sometimes things don't have to be extremely expensive to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like a trash enclosure, same thing. I mean, it can be, depending on what the city tells you, it can be an attractive little screening thing that you buy, also already made and just install, so that it screens it from the street, but they're right there behind it anyway.
Yeah.
You don't have to build it necessarily a block wall fence around it, I mean.
And the banner too, you know, the banner, you know, when you got sighted and then it came back up, and
it
got sighted again,
mm-hmm.
And now
so
it's up.
So there's actual citations for it, right?
Well,
here?
There's
a case number.
They give you a case number, so that's why I'm surprised. Because normally, officer can't just cite you without leaving you. It's a violation. They have to tell you what you do, unless this one is.
And they'll call me tomorrow and I'll
tell
you. Because usually, when there's a problem with the city, they always knock on the door and they ask to speak to someone.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. without somebody with your knowledge, I don't know.
Well, maybe because the previous owner had already been cited. He told me he was cited before, but the sign that he had, the metal holding for the sign or whatever, it looked like a freeway sign. So I said, of course you're going to get cited. Like, that thing is huge. It's blocking everything, you know? And he just says, well, you can put sign in the front, you know? And I said, okay. So I got one of those just nylon or whatever it is, banners, and just stuck it up against the property. And I said, well, everybody else has one up against their property. I didn't think it was going to be an issue. But now that I know, I'm bringing that.
And the case numbers are different. At first, I thought, before I looked at that, I thought maybe he just thought there was an open case and therefore didn't re-inform them. But the case numbers are actually different, and the case was closed and a new one was open. So that idea, forget that. That didn't happen, but I thought maybe it had.
You just see, I think it like a court term, and then you should be able to print and you can get the back. So if you want to do that, and then you have to clear that one so they can close.
Yeah. Have you guys discussed the driveway also? Because that's, I mean, I don't know how strict the planning commission or the, you know, but I mean that, you might go through all of these topics and, you know, cover the AC unit and take the banner down and close the trash, but widening the driveway 10 feet, you know, I'd hate to see you guys go through all of these things and then just sort of get hung up again on something like the driveway.
Is it 10 feet?
What, it's, it, well...
I'm not questioning, I'm just asking.
Yeah,
they
have 22 foot and the code is 32.
32.
Yeah.
So
it's
a
big difference. I mean, that's some concrete work and some demo.
Absolutely.
Well, I put a bit of the driveway at
22.
Yeah. It's a little tight in there. It's a little tight.
And it's a busy road.
And that's why, like, all these conversions you see on Eastern, because most of them are residential. But because you have, this is an arterial street. So if you allow all these cars to drive, it slows the traffic. And that's why they want, at least if you do commercial, it makes it easier to maneuver than the 22. So you have to talk to public works, they may advise you how to do it and how much it is, I don't know.
How many cars do the residents have, or vehicles do they have?
Well, nobody actually lives in the property, but...
Oh, I thought it was civil residence.
No, it's a full-time daycare, so it's just being operated during the daytime.
Your hours are about six to six.
We are licensed to go through 11 or 10 p.m. from Nevada licensing, but we don't operate until we just operate from 6 p.m.
So one of the employees that opened up in the morning, there's what, three cars?
I'm usually the one that opens up first thing in the morning, and my car's the only one until about 8:30. Then two more cars arrive, and a fourth one arrives at 9 o'clock. So it's four cars.
You all park in front?
There's three on the front, and I usually pull all the way in, or in what was supposed to be the garage area that's not a garage.
How many children are you guys supervising throughout the day or the week?
It really, we don't have like a set number, but it's been varying anywhere between 16
Okay, so I mean that's a strong case to try to fix. I mean, 25 people throughout the day coming in and out on a pretty busy street.
Dropping off and picking up twice a day, at least.
The parents, what they have, I haven't had, thank God, any problems because I make sure that I leave at least four spaces open. I even told my girls that there were certain areas where they couldn't park to make it easier for them to pull in and pull out.
How many spaces do you have total here?
To be honest with you, off the top of my head, I don't know, but I would say 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. I would say 8, and then the supposed to be garage. 9, and you can fit more if on the left side of the property, as you can see.
Yeah. Any comments or questions from the general public on this? No.
Well, the only problem I could see in Eastern is a horrible traffic problem. And with those many children and cars coming, I don't know. Sounds a little scary to me.
I mean, it's probably the best place for you. Yeah, there are other daycares on Eastern.
Yes, I've seen them. I realize that. But they have a little more room for their parking down here than this place. It's just
the reason why we didn't see an issue, to be honest, was because the business has been established for so many years. I thought this was going to be a breeze, to be quite honest, like this meeting. I didn't think there were going to be an issue. So I'm like, they've been established since like 2002. You know, it's like, but I didn't know that these were all, I mean, to be honest, I'll probably be suing the previous owner because there's a lot more than one thing that wasn't disclosed during this room. So that's a personal thing, though, that it's not on you guys.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 6 months. 6 months, I mean, it's not enough time to even get anything done. You can wait a year.
I would
say for you.
For you.
Yeah. I would support 6 months because in 6 months you ought to know what the story is.
Right. Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
Yeah. I will go for a 6 month review.
No, I'll second that.
Aye. All in favor?
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we got 6 months to straighten these things out and figure out what we need to do with the driveway and everything else. And
don't forget to go to your next meeting.
Oh, yeah, that's September.
Yeah.
Take the sign down.
Because,
you know, we represent the community, and I actually personally heard from two neighbors.
They didn't like the sign.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Just because it's a banner, it's just tied to the garage, it kind of looks like it was just thrown up. It doesn't look very nice. And the, you know, the requirements are, you know, monument sign or pylon sign, something that looks a little
more
permanent. Yeah.
I
know. So.
And when you do get another sign, just make sure you run it by the county too, before you have them.
Yeah, show them the drawings, sketch or what they say, and then
probably every sign requires permit. Because sometimes people they don't like you know that like, oh yeah, it's just like that. Sometimes people they just see a book signs, but every sign requires you to go building permit, get a building permit. So.
And that way you won't get a sign that isn't approved.
Mm-hmm.
And waste your money.
Yeah, it's a lot more money than the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a illegal daycare like around the corner that's taking all the kids, but they don't have a sign, so they don't get stamped for it either.
What's the address?
I'm sure we'll see that.
You don't go like door to door looking for a job.
Yeah, right.
You see, we don't have that staff.
Because we did go above and beyond to get like all the licenses and the insurances, and we did things the legal way because the previous owner was doing a lot of things illegally.
And so
it's cost us a lot more, but I told my mom, like, it's under my mom's thing, but I put a lot of time into it and a lot of effort, so it's not just her in it, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're not
going to know how much to do in, you know, 6 months. I think
you
guys should do some research and try to solve issues and hopefully work out.
If you have any questions, call me too.
I will. No, I never
recall.
Now I'm
going to go. And if it turns out the other daycare somehow gets found out, you'll have all kinds of new customers. You'll be able to pay for shit faster.
Yes. Sorry about that.
Just saying.
Thank you. Well, I don't see anyone else. I'll just ask it out loud. Is the applicant 3C-dash versus 49-27?
It's called flaking.
So you have to hold it.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, these are my mentions. Thank you.
So can we make a motion without the applicant here?
Yes. Yes.
Or seemingly care enough.
So
is this for the first time?
Yeah.
And what's your denied request?
I second.
I agree.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that motion?
Motion to deny application UC061.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like.
Aye.
Okay, so denied.
Yeah. Well, they say 95% is showing up. Whoa.
It's pretty good
drive,
too. You know, the lawn and their waivers.
Yeah.
You know why you wouldn't show up.
I know.
Okay, so one last period for comments by the general public.
Just that letter that I gave you, Tamara Williams, for CDAC nominees. We ought to put that on the agenda next time. I gave Ken an application and a letter that he received. We only have three members. No, we still have four members. But I have positive duty of not there.
So we need one representative and then vice.
So you can decide now and then just vote on it next time, or you can tell us the names now. And
do we have the? So is it every Tuesday beginning October 3rd?
How's that going to work for them in here? Well, what time is it, Ken?
So it's Tuesday nights. I imagine not the nights that we meet.
Yeah.
And it's 6 p.m.
I was on the last year. I was from 6 till.
Whatever. I was on it the year before.
I have no problem doing it. I'd like to, you know, have a seat at that table.
Sure. Well, I've done it. He's done it. Why don't you should do it?
Do either of you care to be my alternate?
I'll be your alternate. I don't mind that.
Okay.
Just in case you can't come for some reason.
So then I'll fill this out and mail it to you. Email it back. To
so this I complete for alternate?
Yeah, the alternate.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be like, I mean, I would never ask anybody to do anything like that for me. I don't mind, but I just can't write.
Okay, so we're good then, Tamara?
Yes.
To adjourn. No comments from the general public on this. Great. Next meeting, September 12th, 2017. And this meeting's adjourned.